Have you ever wondered why certain people consistently shine at work while others struggle under identical conditions? In every organization, there are those rare individuals who navigate uncertainty with grace, take ownership of problems nobody asked them to solve, and leave everyone feeling energized rather than drained. These are impact players, professionals who create extraordinary value regardless of their role or circumstances. They don't just do their jobs, they transform challenges into opportunities to make meaningful contributions. The fascinating part? Their advantage isn't raw talent or specialized knowledge, it's a fundamentally different mindset about how to approach work. They see possibilities where others see problems, wearing what Liz Wiseman calls opportunity goggles that transform their entire experience of the workplace. This mindset creates a virtuous cycle. Their reliability earns trust, which leads to greater opportunities, which further develops their capabilities. The good news? Anyone can develop these practices by shifting their perspective from seeing workplace challenges as threats to viewing them as opportunities to make a difference. The most valuable contribution you can make isn't perfectly executing your assigned role. It's solving problems that matter most to your organization. Impact players operate with a service mindset. I can be of service and solve problems. They possess an internal locus of control and organizational awareness to identify what truly matters. Consider Sabine Kerala at Unilever, who refused to accept a 6-month delay in launching a new body wash. Though supply chain issues weren't her responsibility, she understood the product's importance and took initiative. By resolving bottlenecks in Indonesia, she reduced the delay to 1 month, saving approximately $5 million in revenue. Two common traps prevent maximum impact: the call to duty, rigid adherence to job descriptions, and the pursuit of passion, following personal interests over organizational priorities. The key is putting the executive agenda on your priority list, not your priorities on the executive agenda. When you let go of your own agenda, you can be summoned to a higher one, where you create greater value and find greater joy. When faced with persistent problems everyone complains about but no one fixes, impact players take initiative. They operate with a stewardship mentality, believing, "I can improve this situation," and acting without formal authority. 96% take charge without direction, compared to just 20% of typical contributors. Their leadership is fluid. They know when to step up and step back, making heroes of others rather than seeking the spotlight. At Target, Paul Forgy demonstrated this by transferring leadership to his direct report during a project. Impact players possess what Wiseman calls the completion gene, tenacity to finish work fully without supervision. They view no as merely a starting point, combining resilience with grit. Surveys showed 98% of high-value contributors complete tasks without reminders, versus just 48% of typical contributors. This reliability creates what managers describe as a performance guarantee. Most importantly, impact players maintain ownership even during setbacks, involving leaders as consultants rather than new owners. I need your guidance so I can move this forward. In today's rapidly changing work environment, adaptability is essential. Stephen Hawking defined intelligence as the ability to adapt to change. When business challenges evolve faster than solutions, impact players view changing conditions as growth opportunities rather than responding defensively. At Google, Zach Kaplan demonstrated this when marketing management changed direction mid-campaign. Instead of questioning the shift, he sought to understand how to adapt, acknowledged failures, and maintained positivity. By pivoting effectively, his team created a campaign that nearly tripled ROI expectations. This adaptability stems from a growth mindset, believing abilities develop through effort, teaching, and persistence. Impact players distinguish themselves by willingness to adjust rather than stubbornly maintaining course. They proactively seek guidance before problems arise and close feedback loops with mentors, triggering a cycle where leaders invest in those who demonstrate results. They also mentally rehearse worst-case scenarios, like Dr. Kevin Menace, who implemented a pre-considered emergency plan during the 2017 Las Vegas mass shooting, saving countless lives by rapidly reconfiguring the emergency department when resources were depleted. Impact players help lighten the load during crises by making the working process more manageable, not by simplifying work itself. They reduce what Wiseman calls the phantom workload, the psychological burden of stress, uncertainty, and friction that often exceeds actual task requirements. At SAP, Carl Dose exemplifies this by anticipating needs and distilling information into relevant points. Impact players act as structural reinforcements, enabling teams to carry heavier loads while being high performance yet low maintenance, displaying low drama behavior 4.5 times more often than typical contributors. Their approach stems from a sense of belonging and extends to reducing others' burdens. Karen Kaplan's journey from receptionist to CEO at Hill Holliday demonstrates this perfectly. As CEO of reception, she consistently relieved overwhelmed bosses of work, even leading client meetings when necessary. By shouldering leadership responsibilities, she developed executive skills and eventually became CEO. Even in competitive environments like the NFL, impact players find ways to make work lighter. Hall of Famer Reggie White would mindfully roll during tackles to ensure opponent Steve Young landed on top of him, protecting him from injury. Master two core skills, seeing through stakeholders' eyes and viewing challenges as opportunities rather than threats. This opportunity lens, concave, distinguishes impact players from those using a threat lens, convex. The opportunity mindset reveals broader context and stakeholder benefits, while the threat mindset narrows focus to personal concerns. When developing these mindsets, treat new practices as experiments and gather evidence of their effectiveness. Business strategist Andrew Ritchie exemplified this approach with "play your chips wisely" during strategic planning. By contributing selectively on just three key topics, he achieved desired outcomes while gaining new perspectives through active listening. Building a team of impact players requires balancing psychological safety with stretch, removing fear while maintaining high expectations. The best leaders define what's important now, treat leadership as fluid, ask people to complete jobs fully, critique the work, not the person, and express appreciation. Being all in isn't about exhaustion or hours worked, but about agency and choice. As former KPMG CEO Eugene O'Kelly noted, commitment is best measured not by the time one is willing to give up, but by the energy one wants to put in. When leaders create conditions where people contribute wholeheartedly, work becomes exhilarating, not just a job, but a joyful expression of one's complete self. This high-contribution environment emerges when impact players and supportive leaders combine forces, multiplying each person's value. Like the feather in Forrest Gump that lands at your feet, opportunities appear randomly, but our response defines our destiny. Impact players make themselves valuable by playing bigger, finding needs and filling them, turning uncertainty into opportunity. The path to becoming an impact player isn't about perfection, but progress, perspective, and the courage to see challenges as invitations to make a difference.